This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is your last chance to win your way into Alice in Winterland. So exciting. Can't believe it's day after tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Alice in Winterland, this is your last chance. RadioAlice.com. Go to RadioAlice.com. That's our website. And enter for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland and qualify for a meet and greet with One Republic. Sponsored by Macy's, Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. Last chance for Alice in Winterland today. Go to RadioAlice.com. Easy as pie. All right. Let us begin with, I've been paying attention to the Billboard Hot 100 a lot lately because I was worried about Shaboozy. You know, is that guy going to make the, is he going to break the record? Is he just going to tie the records?
He has to have done it.
He's tied the record. Okay. He tied it. He got knocked out last week because Kendrick Lamar dropped an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, did Shaboozy regain the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 record charts? Vinny, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
What?
His dream was crushed by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mariah Carey took it?
Yes. So Mariah is number one this week.
Mm.
And they say here that this has been on the chart 68 weeks. I feel that doesn't feel like enough, but okay. Last week it was in 10th place. This week it's number one. So, you know, she tries for this every year. Congrats to her. I'm sure this is like her, this is her Christmas bonus. Every year she makes a boatload of money off of this song because we're all streaming it. I do love the tune. I think it's a great song. And apparently it's the one we're listening to the most because Make My Wish Come True. I don't want that much for Christmas, Vinny.
It's an insult.
It isn't. She's saying, you know, the only thing that she does want is you. I don't want any of that other stuff. I only want you.
Okay.
That's, it's a nice thing to say. Not, it's not a slight.
You say so.
I'm trying to, theory on that.
I know.
You girls with your backhanded
compliments. I don't want a lot for Christmas. He's just calling you not a lot. Just wants one little thing. Oh, you're adorable.
See, there you go. Little thing.
She did it.
Yeah, women.
That's it. Exactly what we're talking about here. Tell me it's
sorry.
Cute.
Sorry, you're so insecure about
right.
it.
It's so cute.
Get out.
Oh my God, it's adorable.
No, never adorable.
Oh.
Never. Ever adorable.
I like him that way.
No, you don't. Stop it.
A little slip of a thing.
All right.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, the Mariah Carey song, is number one. Again, it feels like it goes number one every year, but apparently it doesn't. So it's a big deal. And early, I guess. I mean, we're still 2 weeks out. I feel like we're not even though it's only 2 weeks from today, I still feel like we're not in frenzy mode. I'm not in frenzy. You know what? I let myself off the hook for a lot of stuff this year. I wonder if that's why I'm not in frenzy mode. John and I are going to decorate the, we have these two big trees out in front of our house.
John.
And John is, I think you're like this too at your house. Are you in charge of like packing up and storing all the decorations and stuff for each season?
I help pull the stuff out of the attic.
Because you have a pull-down ladder?
No, we have a ladder. We have to go up there. Boy. I have to climb up there. And Christina helps. This is her.
This is her thing.
Our neighborhood is super into it.
Yep.
And there's a group of neighbors across the street, like three houses in a row, that are just spectacular. Mm. Like Christmas happens.
So you need to be able to hang, even though you're not trying to win the prize.
No, we're not trying to win the prize, but she loves it too. And, you know, this is one of those things where we have kids and the kids are into it and she wants to give them the kind of Christmas that they'll really remember.
Right. So that they tell their own kids, oh, when I was a kid, my dad would get up on the roof. He'd be bitching the whole time.
But I would absolutely say I don't even have to tell them. They know. Mom is making Christmas happen because if she didn't want to go, she bought all that stuff. Like I have some ornaments.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down to do the tree. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a tree, but the whole inflatables and
you have some of those.
Oh God. Yes.
Oh boy,
and lots of lights and lots. And, in our neighborhood, there's a big push and we've seen it catch at the other end of the neighborhood too, where people take PVC piping. First, they put rebar into the ground.
Yes.
On either side of the sidewalk.
Yes.
And then they take PVC and make an arch.
Oh, so a really lengthy piece and it goes over the road.
Over the sidewalk that you would walk on. And then they do multiples down that. And then they do lights on them. And so they're strung up and they're lighted and they make a walkway that is very Christmassy.
Explain this to me. I was picturing this being a really lengthy piece that goes all the way across a street. Are you saying?
No.
Okay.
We have one of those too.
Do we?
It's a hanging wire.
Yes.
With a wreath in the middle.
Lovely.
And it goes from our house to our neighbor's house. We have that too.
Oh.
What I'm saying is this is on the sidewalk, you know, like whatever. What is the sidewalk? 4 feet wide?
Okay. So you're talking about the thing that runs parallel to the road.
Yeah. That runs down the street, the whole length of the street.
The sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
Yes.
But
everybody's
does it have grass
one.
On both sides? Is
Ours
that why?
Has grass
okay.
on both sides.
Now I
yes.
get it. Got it.
So there is rebar put in the dirt on either side
so
of the sidewalk.
So that's been pounded in.
And a PVC pipe, I don't know any other way to describe
it. Yeah, that's what it is.
Goes into each of the rebars, which creates a little arch.
Neat.
And then there's
really cool.
like a string of six of them, and then you light them.
Fun.
That's
and so
lovely.
The lighting either, I think in general, the lighting goes up and over and then to the next one and up and over and to the next one and up and I don't know. There's
That's
a whole
so
thing
cool.
going on. It's really,
I would
it's
steal
a delight.
That, but we only have our sidewalks end in a curb. They don't end in grass. That's
it's
nice.
It's just cool that it's Christmas
it's really
at
nice.
Our house. And in California, we all know you don't get snow. You don't get... So
this is as Christmassy as it gets.
This brings the Christmas.
Yeah, very nice.
So it's cool.
That and hearing Mariah Carey's...
I like Christmas songs and I never did. Add this to the list of things that I've gotten into since I had kids.
Anyway, I think we started with... today we're going to pull out our... We have these big... two big trees out in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these oversized outdoor plastic ornament things that we hang and it looks cool because they're like underneath the canopy of the tree. So John bought some different ones and gets them.
Oh, right. Well, so anyway, I can't take credit for the Christmas that happened.
Neither can
house.
I. Well, I can take credit for for all the presents. I definitely take care of all that and all a bunch of other stuff. But the food, John is 100% in charge of and I would never go into the attic and pull down the decorations. He does that every year. I'd be like, just bring me like a small box of things for a fake tree. That would be my thing. I guess it takes two in my house. Rocking around the Christmas tree. You gotta see if you can. Oh, damn it. But this is gonna make Vinny so happy. We have a version of Vinny singing this song that we It would be really great to find. Maybe there's a listener.
Too bad you're going to miss that, everyone. I really nailed it.
I really miss it already. Just hearing Brenda Lee singing this. Brenda Lee, number two. I'm sure her estate is really, except maybe she's still alive. I have no idea. She was very young when she recorded it. Feels like a 50s song.
There's a YouTube video of her as an older woman lip syncing and doing a video for this song. So,
oh.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. That's what I pulled from today. So,
rocking around the Christmas tree, Brenda Lee is number two on the list. Wham! Last Christmas. You know that there's a movement against Last Christmas by Wham? Like people who do not like the song and are like, they try to avoid it at all costs, even covers of it. And they're just like, for every person who absolutely loves this song, I absolutely love this song.
There's a hashtag Whamageddon.
Whamageddon. That's it.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
People are like, do not play that around me. I can't have it. I don't want to hear it. It hurts me.
Wait, the covers of it hurt them?
All of them. They're like, they don't want to hear any of it.
I thought Whamageddon was against the covers.
Yeah, so I don't think you can.
Oh,
look,
really?
I'll tell you something.
All right,
George Michael went far too soon. I really liked him. Mm. I liked Wham. I liked his solo music. And I like this.
I like this, too. This is one of my faves. And it's sort of a sneaker for me because I didn't know this one the whole time. I don't know when this one became really popular. What do you got? Whamageddon.
Okay, so Whamageddon, I didn't know this, is a Christmas game where players try to avoid hearing the song Last Christmas by Wham from December 1st to the 24th.
Oh, it's a game.
It's a game. So people will play it with each other like.
Oh, we just screwed a bunch of people over.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
They heard it.
Yeah, there you go.
They didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah,
does it matter?
I don't know. I think you just can't hear.
Well, then you have to stay in your house with all the curtains closed and, I don't know, noise-reducing headphones on because you can't get away from Christmas music right now.
I've heard it at least 3 times in my parking garage because they play Christmas music in our parking garage.
In the parking garage?
Yes.
How pleasant.
Yeah, it should be for as much as it costs.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't they jack the prices up for the holiday too?
Happy holidays, everybody. We just jacked the prices up 50%.
Yeah. But I'm not here to Christmas shop. I'm here to go to work, though.
Doesn't matter.
Wham, third place this year. And who knows if that'll shuffle around or Mariah will just own it for the whole season. Congrats to her. Then there's a bunch of Kendrick Lamar songs. He owned the top 10 last week. This week, he's got the fourth place, the sixth place, the seventh place. And then I got to go down a little bit further to find the next one. But he's got three in the top 10.
And they're all good. They're all bangers.
TV Off is number 4. Luther is number 6. And Squabble Up is number 7. Squeezing in there in fifth place is Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Another one. There's all these songs from many long years ago. Yeah, crank this up. I like this one.
Drop the night away. Swell time to go gliding in the one horse.
Now, Shaboozy may be out of it. Not out of it. He tied the all-time number ones 19 weeks in the number one position, non-consecutive. So congrats to him. Whether he winds up breaking the record or not, he's at least tied with Lil Nas X. So he's at number 8 this week. And other than Christmas songs and Kendrick Lamar, no one is above him in 8th place. So if Kendrick fades, it's possible, and he lasts through, I mean, Christmas is still 2 weeks away. It's possible he gets back in the number one spot. I'd like to see him do it. At this point, I'm like, well, I don't love the song, but how fun to break a record.
I think he's going to do it.
At number 9 this week is Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. This song has also really grown on me. At first, I was like, oh, that song. Jeez Louise. So dramatic.
How could you feel that way?
I just didn't. Right off the bat, I'm like, it's so dramatic. I don't love it. But now I'm like really into some of the harmonies.
It's an all-time classic.
I feel like it's derivative.
It's derivative. Exactly. It's a classic.
I did not. I've come around. I do like it.
This song's been made.
If I hear it in my car, I sing along.
Every decade since music was made.
Yeah. Crank this up, though. Especially the end.
Yeah, it's so classic.
Die with a Smile, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. That peaked out at number 2.
So classic, they might get sued. But either way, I mean, you know.
Right, would you not be surprised? I feel like I've heard this one before. Hold on. Number 9 this week. And at number 10 is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. Just to make you holly and jolly, a holly jolly Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Burl Ives.
Straight from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That show, I never get sick of it. I mean, I would get sick of it if I watched it other than at Christmas time, but every year we try and squeeze that in. Jolly Christmas. And you walk down the street.
Burl Ives on the Alice Radio.
Actually, is this one from Rudolph? I mean, I think it is.
No. Burl Ives, he sings all the songs in Rudolph.
He does. Know. He's the snowman.
Yeah, he's the snowman, right? Yeah.
Silver and Gold is a big one from that one. Yeah.
I don't know, but I know on Apple Music, when we were leaving Tahoe, like, it was Thanksgiving. Now Thanksgiving's over. We're leaving, mm-hmm. and we're driving home, and we listened to Christmas music the whole way.
Oh,
and it was great. I liked it.
Yeah, I know. It sounds awesome.
Don't say that with your eye
it
rolls.
It sounds absolutely
great. We enjoyed it.
Wow.
And it set this, like, we're driving home to Christmas. Let's go.
I always think I don't want to listen to Christmas music. And, like, when I was decorating my house, I put some on, and then I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't dig it, Sarah?
No, I do like it. I do like it. I just feel like I don't want, you know,
You need a snack. You're just upset.
I'm not. I had a snack. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I do like Christmas music.
Got a gun.
She doesn't have a gun. She doesn't. It's not in her purse, and her 9-year-old's not holding it. God, that story. It's fries, dude. You'll get them. It'll be fine. You're going to live through this. How old are you? You've made it to this point without brandishing your weapon for French fries. Jesus. Okay, next story. This is the future. And the past. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre meet Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. in a new ad for their gin, which is called Still Gin. And it's actually called Still G-I-N, G period, I period, N period. But they call it Still Gin. So I don't know if, like, the G-I-N stands for something. They don't address that. But if you need a concrete reason to put the brakes on AI, I think I've found it for you. This is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a pretty lengthy thing, and there's Snoop, and there's Dre, and they're walking through some fancy schmancy looking club, and they're having a nice conversation about getting the thing done. Here we go. And then they come around the corner.
Good to see you guys.
There's the maitre d', I guess, and standing at the bar, it's Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. Is this more talking?
Hey, Sammy.
Oh, here we go.
Now, who the hell are these guys?
I heard those are the new gangsters in town.
Okay, pause it for a second. So that's a close up on their faces. And what do you feel about, like, to me, they look a little bit in video game breakdown sequence to me. Like, they just.
Are you kidding? That is a miracle.
Really?
Those two men are dead and buried.
Oh, no.
How
no
many years ago?
Years ago.
Like, and there they are in living color. Talking in a commercial.
You don't find that as disturbing as I do, huh?
Well, I do and I don't. I think it's a miracle. Look what they've been able to do there.
I don't like it.
Knowing Sinatra's ego, he would love this.
Oh, his estate is behind this.
Well, no, I'm sure.
Estate is, but, well, like, he would have liked this, I think.
Well, plus he's young.
Yeah,
you know,
they did
it's the two of these two. It's Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra, and they're, I don't know, what are they, 40, 38? What are they? Very, you know,
yeah,
the prime of life.
Mm-hmm.
Dark hair.
I just noticed this, but what? You know, Sammy had a glass eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you watch this, like, look at this, where I stopped it. He does have the one eye.
They've got
looking
it
straight,
tipping
and
in
the
a
other
little
one's
bit.
Going the other way. So, I mean, they've
he always
really,
had a wonky eye. That's true.
Yeah. So they even got the wonky eye right.
So the guys walk into a nightclub. They meet up with Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. They end up at a table together. It's a plug for the gin the whole time. Frank and Sammy's estate very much involved in all of this, and they love the way it turned out. Frank's daughter Tina says it's thrilling and surreal. I do agree with surreal. I think it's super creepy and kind of weird and a little bit off. Like, when you watch it, it's like, this one, even though I know they're dead, so I knew it had to be a recreation, it just has that, like, you know, sometimes in a video game you get to a certain place And then they've got like a dramatic act out where two people are talking and they're to further whatever the story is and give you your next mission, whatever. Back this one scene up just a little bit, and Vinny, kind of watch the way Sinatra's. A little further. Go right to where these guys are. Yeah. It's like a whole. Never mind.
I see what you're saying, but I'm also saying is I understand it's not seamless, but it's pretty darn cool to have been able to. Now, look, I don't drink gin. In fact, when I drank, I didn't drink gin. I've never been a fan. Maker. I did look it up. I'm not seeing what that stand there's.
The still G-I-N?
Yeah, they're not saying that, but they keep repeating Gin and Juice, which is one of Snoop's most famous songs. But I'm not seeing anything about, let's see, 2 gold honors at the San Francisco Ready to Drink competition.
Oh.
But I'm not seeing anything about what the G period, I period, N period.
Because it does looks like an acronym to me, the way they've spelled it out. Maybe it's just a secret between
them. They've got some cool old school lowriders here. There's a picture of Snoop and Dre sitting on the grass. And those shoes have never touched the ground. Like, look. Those are the cleanest bottoms of shoes.
They literally they're laying on the ground in the grass, and someone has walked those shoes over, taken them out of a fresh box, and put them on their feet.
On their feet.
They definitely did not cross
Snoop's
the lawn
got
in those.
Khan's Converse on.
Oh, Converse.
Uh-huh.
I've got an answer, I think. Snoop Dogg's gin brand, Indiegogo, is named after the lyrics of his song, Gin and Juice. The name combines the word Indo from the song's lyrics with the letters D-O-double-G. So the song's lyrics include rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, but what does G-I-N stand for?
So it's Indo and then gin and juice. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I looked. I didn't see.
Oh, no. It's Indo and then D-double-O-G.
So they took one of the extra G's off of Snoop Dogg, and then they put the first two letters of Indo. This still does not make sense, but we're going with that.
Okay.
Jindo.
There you go.
Anyway, that's cool. Good for them. They're in business. You know what? Snoop's a delight.
He really is.
His run through the Olympics was flawless.
Agreed. He really showed well. Good job, Snoop. Way to be you. Now, as far as Frank and Sammy go, I don't think it takes much for these things to look even a little bit off is a lot off. Like, I feel like it has a creep factor for me. You can look at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, decide if it has a creep factor for you. It doesn't really matter. It's where we're headed.
What's creepier, that or when they made Tupac into a 3D thing and put him on stage?
Well, at least I knew that was not him. For sure. Like, this one is more like, it's like if Android Frank Sinatra showed up. Because he looks real. He looks, but there's something off. It's like, hey.
I think it's
you're
neat.
Not real.
And I'm not anyway. Thirsty, though, so.
Yeah. He does. He's a handsome,
you keep your
looking
gin.
Guy. Yeah. Oh, I see. I thought you were talking
about
thirsty.
Oh, I'm that kind of
like,
thirsty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always that kind of thirsty.
Yeah.
But I mean, this thirsty, nah. No, thanks. Mm.
I see.
You mean Nook, right?
I do.
Yeah, I'm always thirsty.
Like, you know, the thirst traps. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
Got a bathing suit on,
yep.
So that you can be
every
like,
time.
I'm trapped in your thirstiness or whatever. I don't really know how that all works. It's a little bit past me. Right over my head.
It is not. You're the horniest guy in the show.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. If you are a fan of the movies 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later, there is now a 28 Years Later. Cillian Murphy, who just was an Oppenheimer, was in those original ones, and he makes an appearance in the trailer, and he's looked better. Things happen to people in this universe. But I thought it was interesting, Vinny, because, first of all, Danny Boyle, I love, and Alex Garland, who wrote The Beach and the screenplay for The Beach and is now like a Hollywood screenwriter.
Mm-hmm.
They have released their first trailer. I guess this is, I think they both worked on the first two as well. So let's see. They've released the first trailer. I put it up to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and the upcoming sequel is, I want to say it's this summer. It's not jumping out at me. Damn it.
By the way, we've been saying his name wrong.
Who's?
Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Killian Murphy. Killian Murphy?
It's Killian. Yeah.
Oh, even though it's a C, huh?
I know. I think a lot of people say his name wrong, but I know the text will come in because every time we mention him, the text come in. You're saying it wrong.
Killian's Red, though, is a thing. Yeah. You're right. It's a beer.
And it's spelled with
Killian
a key.
Murphy. It's with a K.
With a key or a K? here's a picture of Killian Murphy in the from the trailer.
It looks nothing like him.
It's not beautiful. Where's the beautiful blue eyes?
Yeah, he lost those in the war against Vombies.
Killed them Vombies.
Yeah. So there you go. Killian is
Murphy.
Killian Murphy is back in the trailer. And it does look super scary, and they do sort of revisit the early days of whatever the hell's happened in this universe. So if you're into zombie stuff, it's up there. I put the trailer, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. What is coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
Well, I've got the Google searches for the year to review with you and a few other things after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You have to stop the world.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Check us out live on the free Odyssey app.
Hump day?
Oh.
There's a lot going on there.
It was a very... a busy time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
Oh.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Here's what's happening as I look at the window now. There's some blue sky, but it's going to cloud up today, and we have rain coming late tonight. So that's the first of three drenchings expected. There'll be another one like Friday and then another one over the weekend. So, yay.
Enjoy.
Rain.
Rain. Go away.
Ah, it's necessary.
Again, another day.
We like it.
No, we don't.
We do.
We have to say we do.
I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this was a big thing that was released. I'm going to try and work my way through this as best I can, and then we'll just move on when it gets to be too much. Okay. Google released its annual year in search stats.
Okay.
So here is a rundown of the top searches in category-wise. The top searches, just the top U.S. search list, the election, number one.
Ah, well,
Donald Trump, number two.
Not surprising, right?
Connections.
Oh. Mm.
Isn't that a game?
It is. It's a game in the New York Times.
Yeah.
I used to play it pretty religious. I still play it, but
I
now
fell off entirely.
I just give it up. I'm like, I don't have time to sit here and think about how these things are connected. Like the one they did this morning was, I was like, I just wind up being annoyed with it.
Mm.
You know, it's the some of them are so easy and some of them are such a stretch.
The top Google searches for the year: election, Donald Trump connections, New York Yankees, who lost the World Series, Kamala Harris, Copa America, which I believe is soccer. Hurricane Milton tracker, you Olympic medal count.
Oh, I was all over that. Oh, my God. I was constantly searching for that.
Toby Keith.
Oh, and
Liam. Yeah. And Liam Payne.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, the top news story is the election, Copa America, the Olympics, Hurricane Milton, Paralympics.
Oh.
Project 2025, Trump shot. Project 2025 is related to the Trump campaign.
Yes.
House election results, heat advisory, and Hurricane Helene.
And Trump shot must have been the ear incident, the shooting
right.
of the ear. That's so crazy that that was... that that happened.
People on the list include, they say, these are the top searches for people: Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, J.D. Vance, Joe Biden, Catherine, Princess of Wales. What'd she do?
She was sick.
Oh.
And remember at Mother's Day, she was not around, even though there was a picture of her.
Oh, this is the princess.
Yeah.
Princess
okay. Kate.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't...
Kate Middleton.
That's how
but
I know
they're calling her.
Her
Princess Catherine, aren't they?
The Catherine Princess of Wales. I don't know her that way.
It's Kate Middleton.
Yeah, that's what I would know her as. Tim Walz, Mike Tyson, Jill Stein.
Oh, why do I know Jill Stein? Oh, she was running for president. She's one of the people who was running.
Yeah, and she's the one that ran when Hillary ran and might have caused Trump to get elected.
I blame Bernie for that.
Athletes on the list include Mike Tyson, Imani Khalif.
Oh, who's Imani Khalif?
I don't know, but there was a runner from the Olympics. Is that her?
No, Imani Khalif is a boxer.
Oh, she's the one testosterone levels.
Right.
Yeah,
that they were saying is a man, and then it turns out it was just a test, an elevated testosterone.
Yeah.
Okay. No, there was a runner from Africa and her husband killed her.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound good.
It's awful, but it's one of those. I wasn't sure if that's what that was, but it was. It's just one of those stories you go, why? Because she had success at the Olympics? What? It's like just.
There has to be something else. You're so successful. I'm going to kill you.
Simone Biles, Scottie Scheffler, the golfer, Jake Paul, Anthony Edwards.
From ER?
Basketball player.
Oh.
Caitlin Clark. Anyway, from
Isn't
ER.
Isn't there an Anthony Edwards in ER? Like, yeah, why
Goose.
Would we?
Goose from Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
Those are some of your top Google searches. Oh. Here's a few other things. Let's see here. The top memes and trends.
Oh.
Demure.
Oh, yes. Very demure.
We all heard that one. This one I looked up just now. It says it's a meme or trend. Just give me my money. I looked it up and was like, you know, online culture sometimes is just so boring that I don't know how 8 million people clicked on the just give me my money meme. But apparently it's from a rapper and it might be that guy. I don't know, but it's.
And people are saying it.
And then everyone starts doing it. And now they all have their versions of just give me my money.
Just give me my money. Well, look, you know, when someone owes you some money, you just want your money. Just give me my money.
Then
I'm going to leave and you're going to leave and we're going to be square and I'm not going to have to talk to you about this anymore. Just give me my money.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that repeatedly. What you just said, I mean, I like you, so I might watch it twice or three times.
And later, I'm going to do it in a bikini. So
then I'm definitely checking that out.
That's what I'm thinking.
We need that for Instagram.
No, I'm doing it, right? I'm doing it. Why aren't you filming me right now here in my bikini? Just give me my money. It's only the top. I'm not even wearing bottoms.
Okay. Where are we supposed to stick the money?
In the top.
Oh, okay.
Don't be gross.
A lot of pickle searches.
Oh, could
pickles
it be
were
pickle
so
ball?
Big that Google devoted a special section to our favorite pickle recipe searches.
Oh,
dill pickle bread.
People are using pickle juice for all kinds of
pickled cucumber
things.
Salad, pickled Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
refrigerator pickle brine. Daikon radish pickles.
Mm.
Pickles.
Sounds good.
It does.
John saves our dill pickle juice and he makes these he pounds out chicken
brine,
and makes sandwiches with them. Like fries them up, breads them and fries them. And it is the secret ingredient in that. There's this just like sweet, bitter, spicy undertone in the whole thing. It's so delicious.
That's a good idea.
Mm. The top Google map searches. The Sphere in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
I want to go to that.
Gotta go.
I really do.
Let's find a way to go to Vegas. Take some listeners with us this year. How great would that be? Go see a show at the Sphere. They don't. You know what the problem is? The Sphere doesn't need any GD promotion.
No.
So, we'll go see a show somewhere else. Yeah, Lindsay, let's get on that.
The Edge in New York City?
Oh,
what is that?
It's a building, and I want to say, John's Googled that a bunch of times. I want to say it's this one. It's sort of like it has sort of a weirdly stacked diagonal top. Yeah, there it is right there. And then you walk out onto that edge.
That's crazy. It looks like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
It's got handrails, right?
Oh, yeah. You just can't see it. You're behind glass. It's glass.
Is the floor glass? No. Can you see through the bottom?
I think there's a place on it where you can see through. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Oh, look, those people are leaning off the side of it.
Well, they do that here all the time. What is that climb for? Icky did it, and he did it with hot ass Danielle too.
Right, you do like a rappel
off the I think it's the Marriott.
It's right here near Union Square. Yeah, they do it, yeah. But it's that's what they're doing there.
Yeah, it just is this platform that sticks out.
Crazy people
side.
With no fear of heights.
Mm. How do they do it?
I don't know. How do they do it, Sarah?
Nobody knows. It's wacky. It's wild.
A woman in China recently. I'm going to move on from the searches. So, it's everywhere. The Google search. Yeah. You're in search, everyone.
I have a quiz coming up with some of the celebrity entertainment stuff. One. We'll see how you and Maddie do against each other. I think you'll do just wonderfully.
Okay. This may sound absurd at first, but it is actually a pretty interesting way to test your addiction to your smartphone.
Does it really need to be tested?
How hard would it be to go without your cell phone for at least 8 hours while you're awake, bored, with nothing else to do?
Well, that would be, it's hard to be bored awake for 8 hours at any time, even before cell phones. I was like, I'm so bored for 8 hours.
If that sounds painful to you, what if you could get paid $1,000 for doing it? A woman in China recently won the equivalent of $1,380 after successfully completing a public welfare challenge, which tested people's ability to stay away from their phones for 8 hours. It was a small-scale stunt that a local business held to raise awareness for smartphone addiction.
Mm.
It's worldwide.
Oh, yeah. We all love these little suckers.
It wasn't open to everyone in China, but she was the only person who could do it.
Really?
It wasn't just being phone free. You couldn't sleep or nap and couldn't have any other distractions like books or movies. You just had to lie flat and avoid signs of anxiety, which were tracked by a special wristband. So she won the money.
Oh, so this really was lay there awake. With little doohickeys on you so we can test you to see if you're anxious. How weird. What a weird thing.
My own personal feeling on that is, A, you nailed it from go, which is we need to test that.
Yeah.
We're all reaching for the phone in any moment of boredom. Always.
Even you're not bored. You reflexively pick the thing. Oh, there it is. Let me pick it up and look at it.
Oh, it lit up. I better see what just happened.
What happened? What's going on? What's going on in the world that isn't right here in front of me?
I drive this road in on my commute. It's 17, and it's a mountain curvy road that goes to Santa Cruz and Los Gatos. Los Gatos, sorry. And that road is one of those where it's so curvy, you really do have to sort of, anyone who's
pay
pro,
attention.
You have to just go, I've got the things I need near me. I've handled all the stuff I've got to do. I'm going to put all the things down, and for the first 15 minutes of my drive every day, I just drive.
Yes.
And it's interesting how there are moments, even at that hour, where I'm like, oh, I just thought of something I should look up real quick. No. Pay attention. Don't reach for your phone.
No.
Any one of these curves is the last curve you're going to get before you have to call into work and say, oopsie.
If you can call into work and say oopsie.
I'm not driving that fast. I think I'd be okay. But I'm just saying that is one of those things where a lot of people don't really do that.
Right.
You have to. I do it daily, so I've learned. But I think most people are, just don't.
Just put it where you can't get at it.
Put
your phone away. You know, that's one thing. With some of these electric cars, and I know you'd been talking about Tesla a week or two ago. And
I'm test driving things, yes. I'm considering what to do next year.
And there's a lot of this, not fully self-driving, but 100% lane assist and things where you're basically, especially if you're on a highway or someplace that isn't going to involve a lot of little, you know, intersections and various situations, the thing will basically drive you. It keeps you in a lane, et cetera. And that is where I think people get into trouble because they don't have to pay 100% attention. They don't have to. The car's doing it for them so they can sit and be on their phone.
When I mentioned going to test drive the Tesla.
Yes. And you broke the internet.
And for this, I want you to understand, I wasn't thinking about Elon in any way, shape, or form. I was thinking about the environment. And actually, Scott Budman, who told us all, like on the air, as a family, we made a commitment to go electric because we want to do the right by the environment. And that stuck with me.
Yes.
I could do that.
It's a nice thought.
I go and look at a Tesla and all I hear is, how can you support that scumbag? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yikes. But the other thing I heard nonstop was, you're going to get to let go of the wheel and relax on your drive in.
Once you drive out.
Once you hit the freeway, you're good. Just relax. That thing's going to take you the rest of the way in. That does sound exciting.
It's lovely. And as we get closer and closer to a truly self-driving car, which, by the way, Cruise here in the city, you get in a car with no driver and it takes you where you're going to go. I don't know how far that reaches. I think it might just be in San Francisco. But we had Scott Capurro use it last time he came in. He got in a Cruise. There is no driver. It drove him here. Yes,
this just in, Cruise, SF's embattled self-driving car company, is finally folding.
Oh, is it Waymo I'm talking
about? Waymo is who you're talking about. Cruise
screwed up.
Yeah, they did.
They lied.
SF's embattled self-driving car company is finally folding after $10 billion in losses.
Oh, my God.
The first round of San Francisco's robo-taxi wars has an official victor. Waymo's thriving. Cruise is going away.
Yeah, Waymo's in business right now. Mm-hmm. A very small scale, though, right? Just in the city.
I've seen, on my drive this morning, I saw three Waymos out on the road once I hit the city.
Oh, when
I
you
hit
were
the city.
In the city. Yeah. Okay.
I drive in the city. You know, after work, I'll do some stuff.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
And my friend Luke, you know, Luke, Albino Luke?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Luke the Albino.
Luke came over to my house the other day and he was telling me he was in a Waymo, and I asked him because sometimes, you know, they got to edge into traffic, and that's what they're not good at. But you hit a button, and somebody takes over the car for you. So, like, if like, okay, the car's not making a turn it's supposed to, or...
Oh, you're saying someone back at headquarters takes over?
Yeah. Oh, sick!
It's really cool, like, because I had my doubts, but now I'm, like, totally in.
They've been testing those things for years around us, and I have to say that there were definitely times when I thought, well, that thing's never going to be able to get back into traffic, and they're much more assertive now. They're going to pull in front of you. Like, they're just, it's not the way it used to be. They're getting better.
GM, Cruise's majority owner, announced yesterday that it is cutting off funding for robo-taxi research and folding Cruise's technical team into a GM division focused on using that technology in their cars that they sell.
Ah.
So that technology will now be found in Buick, Cadillac, GMC, and Chevrolet. But no longer will Cruise be in business. Their business stalled after one of its vehicles hit and dragged a pedestrian, and the company hid part of the crash from authorities when they were asked for the video of it.
They said, there is no video.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, if they had come clean, things might have gone differently. It was still a horrific accident, but they lied about it. And
these cars
was a huge mistake.
Were everywhere, but it was before you came back, so you wouldn't know that. But they were everywhere. They were both everywhere.
Yep.
And now Cruise is nowhere.
Poof.
But good news, if you're buying a GM car in the future, all that technology will be packed in there.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, as an add-on.
Sans the Dragon, hopefully. I'm just trying to be look on the bright side and be hopeful.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My mom just wrote in, Vinny. Actually, she calls me Vincent.
Vinny.
This isn't my mom. Oh. But she sounds like it. Vinny, you shouldn't touch your phone at all while driving, curvy road or straight. Okay. If there are people out there who can honestly say, I never, ever, ever touch my phone when driving, I want to say this to you.
Because that is the way. That's the right thing to do. You're a rare person, though. Very rare.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Yeah, probably a little bit of phone touching for sure. It's going to be hot. Sabrina, Miley, and Jim Carrey.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.